All right, let's look through the window of baseball at Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. It is Sunday morning. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. Guys, just dozed off there, but your voice perked me right up.
Really? He really said that to me. It was very funny. He really, you know, Bruce, you've done this for so many years. The most interesting people in baseball, the players you've talked to. This guy, for me, I tell you honestly, he ranks up just about number one or two as sort of the most interesting people I'll ever talk to.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he's just so enthusiastic. ESPN was talking to him the other day, and they said, what are the dumbest questions you get? And he goes, none of them, because they're important to the people who ask them.
Really?
So great, yeah.
Yeah, he's like that, I'll tell you. And it's when you interview him, he's got that look in his eye, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little different. But the sweetest guy, and I think the Giants are very lucky to have him. And I'll tell you this, when things go on in the dugout, and I watched yesterday, when things are going on the bases and someone will come up with a big hit, or Crawford has that tremendous run around the base yesterday, this guy is jumping up and down. He's the one that makes it happen in the dugout. I'm telling you, he is the leader of this crowd.
Yeah, he really is, especially emotionally. I mean, you got guys like Posey and Crawford, a little more quiet, and even Matt Cain. But you need that guy who's just such an obvious spark. I remember one time I approached him for an interview in spring training. And he goes, "Hold on, I got to get some coffee. Can you wait just a second?" And he runs off and gets his coffee and comes back and goes, "Oh, thanks a lot, man. What's going on?" You know?
Yeah, beautiful, really.
Yeah, beautiful, man.
He's the Reverend. All right, that is Hunter Pence we're talking about. Bruce, I get your take on yesterday's game, and you wrote a beautiful story about Matt Duffy. We'll get to that in a second in today's paper. But your thoughts about yesterday's game and just the way it played out.
Well, my good friend Dan McGrath, writing in Chicago today, was talking about how small ball takes over in the playoffs. You know, you're not going to get a lot of 13 to 11 games between these really good teams, and you're going to like the teams that really play smart. And, you know, the Giants yesterday, you had Crawford stealing third because he added up all the options. It didn't seem to make much sense, but it did to him, and he was right. You know, it's Posey backing up third on that play where Rizzo thought he had it made because of the shift, but Posey sprints down there, and all of a sudden Rizzo's hung out to dry. And just, you know, Bumgarner with the fist pumps after getting one big out after another to end the inning. And it just was a real good look at Giants baseball, the way they like to play it and the way they hope to continue to play it.
Yeah, Bumgarner was his own closer yesterday, as I said. In the fifth and sixth inning, he just took care of business. No relievers, no question. He said, all right, I'm going to take care of this. Balk, Phil Cuzzy, here's a balk. Whatever you want to do, I'm going to take care of business. And he did. I thought it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, the umpires had him riled. He didn't like the balk call. He didn't like a couple of home plate calls. And he just said, well, I'm just going to take this. And you guys, you can't beat me today, which is just exactly what the Giants needed.
Yeah, Matt Caesar. You know, that was the game for me. There was a 10-pitch at bat, bases loaded. And he went up and away on him and got him right there. And that was the end of it. What did you think of Arrieta yesterday? What was your take on him?
Well, he looked pretty good, but although, you know, he bounced several breaking pitches, and that's kind of unusual. It was certainly not a lack of stuff. I mean, the pitch was breaking like crazy, but he didn't have quite the command that he usually has, and that's kind of been a problem for him. Again, I don't think it's the stuff. I mean, he was snaking fastballs all over the place with great movement, but just a little bit loss of command. Just from far away would seem to be a huge concern.
It's interesting, as I said, the Cubs, number one, they haven't been in the World Series since 1945, 71 years.
71 short years, Marty.
Yes, 108 since winning a World Series. What do you do with Arrieta? And I know there's more games to play out, but Madden is the, I'll tell you, Bruce, this guy's the mad scientist. I'm telling you, the way he moves people around and does stuff. Where do you slot him in this thing when they do get there?
Well, you play him at third and move Bryant somewhere else.
I mean, put Baez at short. That's the next thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point, if they feel he has a problem, you know, they're not going to pitch him. They're not going to let him go nine. They might shut him down a little bit. But, you know, some guys don't like to be shut down. They like to keep that rhythm going, and they'll figure it out on their own. You know, if there is something going on with the arm, I don't think it's at all clear to anybody right now. But You know, I'd ease up on the gas a little bit. I mean, you can see that with Bochy pulled Bumgarner after six, and, you know, that was probably a good move because he's thrown a lot of pitches, and so is Arrieta. We got to have these guys strong at the end of this September and in October.
Well, we'll see what Madden does. You know, as I say, he's the mad scientist, and I got into the military thing yesterday of the two generals making all the moves. Giants scored three runs yesterday with only one RBI. I thought that was telling, like Dan McGrath wrote about it. And Bruce, everyone, you know, we know the game, and you get into September and you realize what's ahead, and you're not going to have those, unless you're Texas and St. Louis, you're not going to have those crazy games, or Toronto and Houston. But in National League games, you've got to play very tight defense. And what about Rizzo? Where was he going yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, the base was sitting there wide open, but, you know, it was Posey made the play for the Giants. I mean, I think initially, you know, Rizzo, it wasn't a bad idea. It was sort of like Crawford. He saw third base was going to be there for the taking, but Posey all of a sudden is in a big sprint down there, and then that he saw that right away. And, then, you know, once he stops and backtracks, then Panic and Crawford take it from there. It's just good heads-up play by the Giants. You know, Rizzo had good intentions, but, you know, the Giants, they're a thinking man's team defensively. They've been making the plays, which is really, really big. They're not – They haven't been hitting, but if you watch them on defense and pitching, I'm sure teams around the league are going, you know, these guys are still, they're still the Giants. They're a smart team. They're not going to fold. They're going to play hard. And Rizzo, you know, he got posied there.
Yeah, you know, for Rizzo, he lost sight of the ball, though. You know, he didn't realize ball's behind me. Where's Crawford? Where am I going?
Just settle for second base at that point.
Yeah. They bunted you over. Come on, they bunted you over. You know, where are you going, and where's the ball? And I thought, you know, honestly, this is a good series for the Cubs. This is a real wake-up call, I think, unless they're so cocky they figure they're going to do whatever they want to see the way you got to play. We'll see how they deal with it. We'll see what happens here. All right, so it's Cueto today and John Lackey. This is another good matchup.
Yeah, 78-year-old John Lackey. I mean, to think about, you know, every time I hear the name, I always think back to Game 7 in 2002. Yeah. You know, I said that's coming straight to your mind as well. But, I mean, you know, the Giants lose that ridiculous Game 6 to the Angels, and they're coming back the next night. And it's John Lackey. People barely heard of the guy. He pitched great. He's a real smart and heady guy built for the pennant race. He's a great pickup for the Cubs. He's been a little banged up recently. I think this is his first start in a while, I think. So we'll see about that. And, you know, Cueto's going to be on. I'd be really surprised if they light him up. So I'd give a little edge to the Giants today.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting. Kershaw is on his way back. He says he's going to pitch on Wednesday. And not in Rancho Cucamonga either.
Tuscaloosa, I think.
Yeah, he's pitching, and they've got it set up where, of course, he'll pitch against the Giants. So get ready. Here comes that aspect of it.
Yeah, I saw the footage of his rehab start, and he looked like he was cranking it up pretty good. He's going to be back. I mean, he had a setback the last time because he tried to do too much too soon. I'm sure he learned from that, and I'd be shocked if he has another setback. He's going to be pitching. And, you know, Rich Hill was tremendous last night. Just when you think, the blister's back and they had to scratch him from the start, he was absolutely fantastic last night against the Padres. So that's all of a sudden you're looking at, for them, two really sharp lefties for the stretch drive in the postseason.
Well, they got Jose De Leon pitching today. And Urias, we don't know where that's going to be, but De Leon's the latest phenom, and then Maeda goes tomorrow. So once the Dodgers get a rotation, then things are going to get interesting, believe me. So we'll see what happens there. But over in Oakland last night, are you following what the Red Sox are doing?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not watching the A's game starts to finish, but I was interested especially because of Moncada. You know, it's the Cuban player who really stormed through the minors. He was considered the best prospect still in the minors when they called him up. He rips a double down the left field line. He just looks like a hitter, you know. And just the everything, you know, Bradley and Betts and Ortiz and Pedroia, and geez, they just keep coming at you. Pitching not great, but, you know, they're right there. I hope they get in the postseason because I really enjoy them. Right now they're tied for Toronto for first, so I think they're looking good. I enjoy that team.
Well, Rick Porcello, 19-3. Now they give him about eight runs in the game. You know, you could be 19-3 at this point, but the first Red Sox to be 19-3 since Daisuke Matsuzaka, he did it in 2008. And it hadn't happened prior to that since, you'll love this.
Smokey Joe Wood?
You're going to love this. Nope. Cy Young.
Oh, my goodness.
1902.
I thought I was going back far enough with Smokey Joe Wood. No.
Very good, Bruce. No. Back. You got a little bit further. I knew you'd like that one.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Hey, Robinson Cano, I saw this stat today, and I found it hard to believe, but 12 straight years, 30 doubles or more, and 30 homers or more.
Oh,
how about that?
Goodness.
The only people who've ever done that, and one of your favorites, you mentioned him in a tweet today, one is Stan Musial, did 16 times.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Tris Speaker, 12 times, and Honus Wagner, who you mentioned today.
I did mention Honus Wagner because if you go to the visiting clubhouse at Wrigley, the Giants can take heart in the fact that Honus Wagner was there a few hundred years ago.
Yes, he
Nothing
was.
Much has changed there.
Using the same bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Honus Wagner 12 times. But Robinson Cano, Hall of Famer. I mean, isn't he, Bruce? I think when
great.
It's all said
he's
and done.
Such a great hitter. You know, he's so calm out there, sometimes a little bit too much. You know, people think he's a little bit lax running the bases. He doesn't really give it the good Hunter Pence, you know, energy out there. But, oh, my goodness, what a sweet hitter he is. It's like, he reminds me a little bit of Rod Carew. I mean, he's got way more power, but he just has that magic wand up there. You know, and he goes deep when he needs to. He's a legendary hitter. He really is. He's a guy worth considering for sure.
Yeah, I think it's Hall of Fame. I mean, when you start doing stuff like that, I think you're getting there. One last thing for you, and I know you're busy and we've got to run this morning, and you'll be back with us tomorrow, thank goodness,
on
Labor Day. Albert Pujols, two homers last night. He's now passed Frank Robinson at 588. Any shadow on Albert Pujols at all? I know the Jack Clark thing a few years ago. Is there a shadow on him at all?
Oh, not for me.
Okay.
I always watch the games, and he's going to go down with the top 10 right-handed hitters of all time. He's a cinch Hall of Famer. He's had a bad foot for about at least 3 years. He's not that healthy, and he's still just absolutely raking. I mean, he's one of the greatest. You know, again, like Cano, you're watching a special hitter, Miguel Cabrera. You know, these guys are absolutely special. I don't see any shadow over him.
Yeah, 588. He's going to be in the 600s. He's having a good season. The Angels are awful, but he's doing pretty well. Hey, great to talk to you. Enjoy the game today. And it's, you know, this Cub-Giant thing, I think it's, I love it. I love the atmosphere. I love Wrigley. I love the way the Giants are playing. And pitching wins. And these are two teams, they don't hold back with the pitchers. Let me say that.
Yeah, I only wish there were an 8-game series.
Well, let's hope we see it again. That's what I'm hoping,
very
really.
Possible. Very
All right.
possible.
Have a great day, Bruce.
Thanks, Marty. Talk
All right.
soon.
All right, talk to Bruce tomorrow right here. All right.